How would you like those sit-in demonstrations to be remembered by today's young African-American?
I would like for them to know that there were those of us who had the courage to make a change. And because of what we did, and because of the opportunities they now have, don't take it lightly. Take advantage of it. Don't say, I don't want an education. Don't say, I don't want to be a productive citizen. Don't say, oh, I don't care about what the issues are. Don't say, I don't care to vote because it's not going to make a difference. When I hear those comments, I'm thinking, I need to take you back to Clara Lupa days, because you need to understand the opportunities that you have, because many of us made sacrifices so that you could have the opportunity today.
Just the other day, I actually took a picture of a newspaper headline involving the Ku Klux Klan in California. Mm-hmm. And here we are in 2016. Mm-hmm. So my question to you then is, where does racism stand today compared to the 50s and 60s?
Back in the 50s and 60s, we had laws that segregated us. Now we have laws that integrate us, but yet we still have some segregation in us. So when you look at articles like that, it tells us that racism still exists in our United States of America. When you look at what's going on in America today, you may not have the laws, but you have the behavior. And when you have the behavior, it's hard to put your finger on it unless you make it obvious that you still have racism in your heart. So we have progressed, but every day I see signs that we still have a long way to go. So we continue to try to change hearts. And as stated in the film, if you don't know your history, you will repeat it. Clara Lupa was one who would say, know your history, know your history, know your history so you can appreciate where you are now. But in order to continue to progress in the future, you've got to come on board and still be engaged, and don't take for granted that these opportunities that you have will continue to be there. Because if you don't watch it, we're going to go back, and I don't want us to.
My father would say about church politics.
Yes.
He'd say it was so fine.
Yes.
And you probably would say that now about racism.
Yes.
It's not black and white in signs, but it is so fine.
Yes, it
is. You yourself, you're a very nice looking woman.
Thank you.
Beautiful black graying hair. And of course, you love to wear purple.
Thank you.
Do you sense any prejudice shown to you, even in this day?
People have a way of treating you a certain way if you have a certain position. So I'm treated a certain way because of my position and who I am.
Standing in the community.
Yes. But I don't take for granted that you're treating everybody like that. But I wouldn't know that. I do try to watch your interaction with others, not just me, to see if the behavior is genuine or not. If I pick up that you are genuine, it doesn't matter what the race is. I feel as though you're going to treat that person as a human being and with the same respect that you would me. I do recall before I became known, there were subtle kind of behavior toward me in certain environmental things or programs or conventions, depending on what the situation was. But once they got to know me, behavior changed. And that's why it's important that we expose everybody and interact with people. If we're separated, you don't get to know me. But because they've gotten to know me in this setting or that setting, they have an image of, we like her, not because of the color of her skin, but because of who she is and what she has to offer.
Right. Great. Well, I've sure enjoyed this, and I thank you
thank
for
you.
Taking the time, and particularly here in the Oklahoma History Center in Oklahoma City, sitting in some artifacts that belonged in Clara Looper's home. You probably recognize some of them.
I recognize all of them.
As you look around.
Yes.
So can we kind of conclude here with you doing one of your songs?
Let's see. Black and white together. Black and white together. Black and white together today. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe black and white together today.
And if we were in church, we'd say, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Joyce.
You're welcome.
That was fun.
Thank you.